Alaska has plenty to offer visitors when it comes to natural beauty. One of the most popular attractions for tourists is to board a ship and see the ice that the state is famous for. We'll head there too on today's edition of The American Countryside. Alaska is a beautiful state, but let's be honest, it does get very cold here. Mary Bloom knows much about the coldest of cold, Alaska's glaciers.
There's actually 10,000 in the Chugach National Forest itself and over 100,000 throughout Alaska.
To most of us, a glacier is just a very large chunk of ice. But Mary explains there is much more than meets the eye.
The three main ones that we're used to seeing are the Tidewater Glacier, the glacier that comes all the way down to the water and calves off big chunks and icebergs into the water, the Valley Glacier that will fill a valley but not come quite to the water, and then the Hanging Glacier, which is often hanging up at the top of the mountain with a lot of waterfalls and so forth coming down.
These glaciers have been forming and moving through these valleys for centuries.
The glaciers are made out of frozen snowflakes. That it takes 10 years for a snowflake to become glacial ice, and it does need to accumulate for hundreds of years before it turns into glacial ice and actually flows.
We see the tops and sides of the glaciers. However, it is the bottom of the glacier that is actually changing the terrain.
All the pressure, of course, creates heat, which makes the bottom of the glacier more viscous and fluid. Rock then sticks to the bottom of the glacier, much as if you were to put a wet hand in the freezer compartment of your refrigerator, your hand would stick to the ice cubes. So these rocks stick to the bottom of the glacier, and then it's rock against rock that grinds down these glacial valleys.
We'll have more with Mary about the glaciers next time as we travel the countryside. In Whittier, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.